London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry said Thursday bilateral engagement with Russia over Syria is irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place.
We've made it crystal clear to them that under those kinds of circumstances, it is not possible to be cooperating, and we need to see a change.
Russia is backing a campaign launched by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to capture Aleppo's rebel-held sector. Somalia's government is demanding an explanation from the United States for a Wednesday airstrike in central Somalia. The Pentagon said in a news release Thursday that its forces launched what it called a self-defense strike against al-Shabaab near the town of Galkayo. It says at least 9 militants were killed in the attack. A local official tells VOA the attack killed 13 state soldiers. India's army said Thursday it launched what it called surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. The strike follows a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. An Indian military official told a news conference Thursday that the strikes were carried out to thwart terrorist teams positioned along the border. The Pakistani government is calling it an incident of cross-border firing. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas plans to travel to Jerusalem Friday to attend the funeral of former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres. A Palestinian official says by attending the funeral, Abbas hopes to send a message that Palestinians are for peace. Peres's death was met with official silence in most Arab countries, reflecting a longstanding hostility to Israel. This is VOA News. Major U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are campaigning Thursday in the states where each won their first electoral victory on the path to becoming the next U.S. president. Trump campaigned in New Hampshire Thursday, and Clinton had an appearance in Iowa. Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson had another embarrassing moment Wednesday when he was unable to name even one current leader of a foreign country. In a town hall-style televised interview, MSNBC host Chris Matthews asked the presidential hopeful to name his favorite foreign leader. Johnson sat speechless. "I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment," Johnson said in reference to an interview earlier in September. In that interview, he was asked about Syria and replied, "What is Aleppo?" At least one person was killed, more than 100 injured Thursday when a commuter train crashed into a busy rail station in Hoboken, New Jersey. Here is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
"This train came in at a high rate of speed into the station and crashed through all of the barriers, bringing it right to the interior wall of the Hoboken terminal."
The cause of the crash has not been determined. A study by the World Health Organization finds negative attitudes toward older people can badly affect their physical and mental well-being and shorten their lives. Lisa Schlein reports.
A World Health Organization survey of more than 83,000 people in 57 countries finds 60% of participants have little respect for older people, with negative attitudes higher in richer countries. The analysis confirms that ageism is pervasive and extremely common. WHO Director of Aging and Life Course John Beard says even older people believe negative stereotypes that old age limits their capacities and that they are a burden on society. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Amnesty International released a report Thursday saying Sudanese government forces have used what appears to be chemical weapons in remote regions of Darfur. An investigation carried out by the human rights group finds evidence of at least 30 likely chemical attacks, claiming the lives of between 200 and 250 people. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has formally signed and put into force a pact with an ethnic Pashtun warlord, Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, addressed the signing ceremony held at the presidential palace in Kabul via a video link. He said peace was in Afghanistan's best interest. The U.S. has branded Hekmatyar a global terrorist. The agreement means the immediate cessation of hostilities by Hekmatyar's fighters. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.